and welcome to Pulse of the Region, brought to you by the Metro Hartford Alliance. The Metro Hartford Alliance is an investor-based economic development partnership focused on business development and growth, retaining jobs, attracting talent, ensuring a strong urban core, and promoting all the great things in our Hartford region. You can learn more about our mission and how to get involved at metrohartford.com. Thank you to our show sponsor, Oak Hill. Oak Hill believes that people with disabilities have the right and capability to be contributing, productive members of their communities. Building from that belief, they established a full-service organization to care for, educate, and advocate for disabled people, their families, and their communities. You can learn more at oakhillct.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Kate Bauman. Today, our show is getting the pulse about unique employee benefits, what employers are and can offer to maintain and attract their employees, and what are benefits that you may have access to as an employee that you may not be aware of. We have a top-notch group joining us today. First off, from Relevate is co-founder, chairman, and CEO, Stuart Stockdale. Stuart, welcome to Pulse of the Region.
Thank you, Kate. We really appreciate you bringing us on and look forward to the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. And from Connecticut is Senior Director of Public Relations and Corporate Communications, Kim Kahn. Kim, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate. I'm excited to be here.
And Connecticut wellness programs are powered by WellSpark Health. And we're lucky to have Dr. Wayne Rollins, who is the Vice President and Chief Medical Officer from WellSpark Health. Dr. Rollins, thank you for being here.
Kate, thank you. It's a wonderful opportunity to talk with people about this important issue.
Definitely. No, so much good stuff to talk about today. And later in the show, we are going to have Jeanette Weldon, the Executive Director of Connecticut Health and Educational Facilities Authority, also known as CHEFA. She'll be joining us later in the show. But lots to talk about, so I want to get rolling here. Stuart, would love to start with you. First off, congratulations about the launch of Relevate. Exciting news for the state of Connecticut and for the entire industry.
Yes, well, we're really excited. We just launched Connecticut Innovation is our lead investor, and we have just raised capital, formed a board, and I've been in and around payment systems and consumer financial services for a long time, and our premise is to really build the right benefits on the consumer financial services front for employees, so they're being sold as employee benefits through corporations, and they include a digital account, earned wage access, which means that we could pay employees the same day that they earned their income, bill pay, expedited bill pay, and even cross-border money transfer, where we find a lot of people still send money home, and they could do this all with a single account, all digitally based, and we think it's very innovative in the marketplace.
How did this idea originate?
Well, I worked with, I was CEO of J.G. Wentworth and president of Western Union, and we dealt a lot with middle Americans, people that make $25,000 to $75,000 household income, $10 to $25 per hour. And in our opinion, this population has not been well served by the current financial services, and they've had to rely on onerous channels such as payday lenders, check cashers, and even pawn shops when they need a little extra money. And so we came up, my other co-founder and myself, we sat down and said if we were to build the perfect prototype of products for this mass middle market, what would they include? And it's really all about cash flow. Obviously, investments and savings are very important, but this population is looking to survive and make ends meet all the time. So we put together a thesis. We brought in big partners such as Visa, Technisys, Allpoint, Alltel, and really put together what we call a great federation of partners to really, you know, put a digital interface out there to the marketplace. And we really think it will make a big difference in the lives of many, many Americans. And we're launching with some pretty big companies, fast food companies, schools, you know, people that have hourly employees as employees. So we think it's innovative and really well received. American Banker did a big story on us. Forbes did a big story on us. So it's it's new that consumer financial services, such as these payment products, are being offered to employers.
Great. And share the good news on where you guys are based.
We're based in Stamford, Connecticut. So
We love new Connecticut businesses.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and also joining us is we have a kind of a newer Connecticut-based company, and also Connecticut, who's been a health plan in Connecticut for over 40 years. And Kim, Connecticut is really supporting its members in a lot of ways, and some which people may not be familiar with. So can you share about some of the ways that ConnectiCare is supporting its members, especially during the pandemic?
Absolutely, Kate. You know, we know that the health and safety of our members is really what is top of mind and most important to us. So we've taken a number of steps to support our members throughout the pandemic. Some of them your listeners may be very familiar with, things like expanding telehealth coverage, increasing prescription drug refills to 90-day supplies, and covering a number of other services. But one of the things that I want to share today is a really unique program. At ConnectiCare, we have an extensive member outreach program in place regularly, and we decided early on in the pandemic to brand the program, and we are calling it Peace of Mind. And it's a really unique program where our nurses and other service folks on our team reach out to our members who are most vulnerable, either due to age or medical conditions, and they provide critical information to help keep them safe. You know, they're checking in and saying, how are you doing today? Are you in need of anything? And we're really finding that, you know, we're uncovering and able to assist people with a wide variety of needs, not only related to their health plan, but related to all kinds of things that typically would fall into kind of a social determinants of health category. So we're able to help people make arrangements for telemedicine services. We're also helping them deal with their stress and anxiety caused by the current situation. We've really heard from a lot of people that they're feeling very anxious, and we have a number of resources that we can connect them to so that they can get some support. Our clinical team includes social workers, and many of them have very strong community relationships, and so it really enhances our ability to connect members to services that can help them. So we're really proud of the work that's been done in that. We've made about 20,000 outbound calls through that program alone, in addition to our normal outreach efforts.
Wow, that's great, and definitely something to be really proud of. And, you know, certainly not the pandemic's not only impacting individuals, but also employers. You know, so Wayne, would like to have you kind of touch on this, but first, can you give us just a brief overview about WellSpark?
Sure. WellSpark Health is a prevention, health, and well-being company, one of the Emblem Health families of companies, which really focused on prevention of chronic disease and self-management and lifestyle management of chronic disease for people who have those chronic diseases. The focus is on the biopsychosocial model or framework of care, just to make sure that we're able to meet the needs of people wherever they are in order for them to best manage their chronic condition.
Great, thank you. And, you know, can you talk about really how this pandemic has impacted employers and really what WellSpark is doing to help not only employees but also the employer side?
Let me go ahead and spend some time about that. I mean, the pandemic has impacted employers in several ways. There's been furloughs, layoffs, and closures, particularly impacting our smaller businesses and employers. There's been a transition from in-office to remote work at home. There's been the increased use of teleworking technology like Zoom or Microsoft Teams or Cisco WebEx. We've been testing the limits of our current technology infrastructure, both hardware, teleconferencing platforms, as well as broadband internet access as people work at home. Some employers have had to procure PPE or personal protective equipment for the protection of their essential employees. And finally, there's been a psychological impact of the pandemic presenting as stress, anxiety, depression, decreased productivity with the associated increased use of EAP and mental health services. Now, at WellSpark, we've seen an increase in the demand for our services over the last several months due to the pandemic. In fact, a recent study from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and Harvard Medical School found that more than half of Americans say they're more stressed now than they were before the pandemic. And we know to be productive, employees need to be healthy both physically and mentally. Most employers believe that taking care of their employees is good for their business, and they're ready to act on that. So employers are looking for new ways to reach employees who are underserved and overlooked by some of the standard off-the-shelf programs during this pandemic. So this past spring, WellSpark quickly adapted to a virtual and telephonic interactive model, along with live stream events, since we couldn't meet with people in person. Now, as I noted, mental health and managing stress and anxiety are significant issues for employers and employees as we live through this current COVID pandemic. And at WellSpark, we've introduced the eMindful platform, a web-based virtual solution that helps people stay in the moment and be present, which brings balance and a sense of well-being and health benefits to people. And by offering supports like the eMindful platform, we're creating the flexibility for people to practice self-care when and where it's convenient for them. And we think this is really a great example of a digital resource augmenting the human connection that we bring at WellSpark to the table to support people during this unprecedented health crisis.
No, so key, and I love kind of what you've talked about, Tim and Stuart. You know, really the show today is rooted in helping people, and, you know, each of you have touched on this already, and Stuart would love, you know, helping those in need that are in most need isn't new, but can you talk a little bit how Relevate's doing it a bit differently with the launch of your new company?
Yeah, and it was just mentioned that the physical and mental attributes are so important to employees, and I would argue that the financial one is right up there as well. 78% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, and this is, you know, pre-pandemic, so it's only gotten worse. 27% of adults need to borrow or sell something to pay for an unexpected expense of $400. 82 million workers, or 58% of the workforce, get paid hourly. So if they don't work, they don't get paid. And 32 million households are unbanked or underbanked, which means that they may have a bank account but don't use it. So what we're trying to do is get people, you know, I call it access, use, and movement of their money, you know, through a banking platform with Visa as a debit card, and then really allowing them to use and move their money however they see fit. And literally, so if somebody works today, that same night, as long as the employer gives us the time and attendance, we're able to advance free of charge, so it's not a loan, it's an advance to the employee, his 50% of his or her paycheck. So if you work today, we get the time and attendance tonight, we advance you the money. So if you need it for cash flow purposes, literally if you're at the point of sale buying the grocery, your groceries, and it says insufficient funds, instead of doing that walk of shame where you have to go back and put everything back, which is absolutely horrific, we'll send the employee a text and say, hey, if you need money from your earned wages that you've already earned and it's already due to you, and they could finish the transaction. So we're really about empowering, giving people access to their money, using it as they see fit, and really avoid really onerous channels that are huge industries. If you look at the payday loan industry, it's a $90 billion industry. And they charge up to 400% for a short-term loan, which is really, wow, really onerous in our opinion. So we're trying to disintermediate some of these other players and really try, you know, add value to cash and cash usage.
No, adding value and certainly relieving stress from individuals, which is so important in these days and all the time. And, you know, and that really kind of strengthens communities. And, you know, Kim would like to pivot over and talking with you a bit more about how Connecticut Care's commitment to community is certainly a leader in our state, and can you share how really Connecticut has been supporting the community as of late and then, you know, also moving forward?
I'd be happy to, Kate. We know that food security is a big issue here in our state, and we heard that in some of our peace of mind calls. And so one of the things that we did was support both Food Share and Connecticut Food Bank here in our state. We know that food is really key to people's health. And so our additional donations will provide almost 700,000 meals for Connecticut residents.
Wow.
Yeah, it's something that we are very passionate about because our mission is to create healthier futures for our customers and our communities. So when we do things in the community, we are sure to focus on, you know, where there is the most need. We've also made some donations to Healing Meals, an organization that provides meals for families who are dealing with critical illnesses, as well as partner with the Red Cross to ensure adequate blood supply, something that really can affect any of us at any time. So those are a few of the things that we've done. We've also supported, you know, first responders and done a number of other things. I really want to bring to people's attention the fact that we have ConnectiCare centers around the state, and they've reopened. They are open by appointment only, but they're open and assisting people. And we have some upcoming flu shot clinics, and I'm sure that your listeners are hearing the importance of getting a flu vaccine this year. So we have some flu shot clinics happening in our Waterbury, Manchester, and Shelton locations, and they begin on October 2nd. Anyone that's interested can get more information by visiting ConnectiCare.com, and these clinics are open to the public. So if you bring your insurance ID card, you do not need to be a ConnectiCare member to participate, and I would encourage people to check that out.
Okay, great. No, that's so good. And, you know, I love what you said there is create healthier futures. And I think, you know, what everyone's talked about on the show here today is how can you do that from mental perspective, physical perspective, and also financial perspective. And, you know, would like to close out the show with one more question for you, Wayne, is, you know, just looking at communities in as a whole is when residents are healthy, you know, then communities are stronger. And how has WellSpark really assisted in, you know, with employees, individuals, to build and stay on a healthy lifestyle path?
That's a great question, Kate. WellSpark, I like to say we help employees stay healthy, prevent disease, and manage their, or self-manage really, their chronic disease on a sustainable basis with personalized plans and individualized pathways. Now, we do this by offering interactive health coaching, dynamic tools, which I spoke about, and educational resources to help employees understand and solve their issues using what we call the biopsychosocial framework. It's the deep interaction with all three components, the biological, the psychological, and the social, that impact an individual's health and well-being. Now, WellSpark equips our health coaches and other talented individuals with powerful, proven, and proprietary tools based on science, peer-reviewed by the nation's leading health experts, and validated across various populations. And we have the expertise and the experience to deliver scalable programs that can be conducted in person, telephonically, and virtually. And because of this, WellSpark can reach those hard-to-reach populations. We're able to move hard to move, if you will, and create enduring, lasting change in individuals' lives. We can provide several comprehensive well-being solutions all under one roof, and we work with employers to customize the approach to fit their unique employee population, because we believe that a healthier workforce can mean lower direct costs, such as insurance premiums and workers' compensation claims, but also lower indirect costs as employees miss less work because of illness or disability.
Okay, great. No, thank you. And where can people go to learn more information?
On WellSpark, we are online. You can look up WellSparkHealth.com.
Well, thank you all for being here. And before we sign off, as Stuart would love, where can the individuals and also employers go to get more information about taking advantage of Relevate services?
Yes, thanks for that. They can go to Relevate.com, R-E-L-L-E-V-A-T-E.com.
I love it. Well, thank you all. I wish we had more time today because certainly a lot of great things you guys are doing for individuals, for our community. So appreciate all three of you joining us today.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Kate.
Next, joining us on the show from the Connecticut Health and Educational Facilities Authority, better known as CHEFA, is Executive Director Jeanette Weldon. Jeanette, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we appreciate your time to talk about the programs and benefits of CHESLA, as well as also CHESLA, which is the Connecticut Higher Education Supplemental Loan Authority. So first off, can you give us an overview about both?
Sure. So CHEFA, which stands for the Connecticut Health and Educational Facilities Authority, and CHEFA is a what's known as a quasi-public entity, which means that we are state-affiliated, and so that gives us a not-for-profit type of focus. And CHEFA's primary mission is to provide financial assistance to nonprofits in the state, and that includes educational institutions, healthcare providers, child care providers, and other similar types of organizations. And CHESLA, which stands for the Connecticut Higher Education Supplemental Loan Authority, is a subsidiary of CHEFA. And CHESLA is a student loan entity, also quasi-public, state-affiliated, and that gives CHESLA the ability to offer some very favorable loan rates. And also it has an array of products, so it's not just about loans. And one other key point with regard to CHEFA and CHESLA is that both organizations are self-supporting and do not rely on taxpayer dollars for any of their activities.
And now, before we dive into all the benefits and the programs, who's eligible to participate with both of these programs?
So for CHEFA, if you wanted to do a financing or get a loan or grant, you would need to be a 501c3 nonprofit entity in the state of Connecticut. For CHESLA, as far as education finance is concerned, you mainly need to be a Connecticut resident. So it can be if you're a student who's from Connecticut, but you're going to school out of state, you would still be eligible for a CHESLA loan. And actually, vice versa, if you're from out of state but going to school in Connecticut, you can still get a CHESLA loan. But generally, it's Connecticut resident-driven.
Now, can you talk about CHESLA's, their student loans, loan refinancing, and also scholarship products, a mix of everything, which is fantastic, extremely helpful for individuals and families. So can you talk, you know, kind of about these products?
So the what we call the in-school loan program is a fixed-rate loan, and the current loan rate is 4.85%. One of the unique features about this product is that it's what we call non-tiered, meaning the loan rate is 4.85. That's the only loan rate we offer, and it's not tiered based on FICO scores. So if you apply and get approved, you will get a loan rate of 4.85%. It's a fixed rate. And the program is set up, as I said, to serve students in or from the state of Connecticut. And typically, these students also have a co-borrower, often a parent, who is also obligated on the loan. The basic requirements, it is not FICO score driven. The basic requirement is adjusted gross income of at least $20,000 and a debt-to-income ratio of less than 43%. And debt-to-income basically, it's done on a monthly basis. So if you're taking all of your monthly fixed bills like credit card, loan payments, and then mortgage or rent, you know, as a percentage of your monthly income. So that is the product that's available for in-school students.
For in-school students. And now you offer an employer student loan repayment program. Can you talk a little bit about this?
Right. Absolutely. So one of the, before I get to that, let me also mention we have a refi, a refinance loan product as well. And so that's a product often used by fairly recent graduates, young adults who are now, you know, financially independent, and it can be used to refinance any existing loan. It doesn't have to be a prior CHESLA loan. It can be a federal loan. It can be a private loan, you know, a student loan through a bank. The main requirement is it has to be an actual student loan. And so CHESLA can refinance those. That's also a fixed rate product. It is driven by FICO scores, but it ranges from a low of 4.75% up to 6.90% by the time you go across all credit tiers and all loan terms, because you can have a 5, 10, or 15-year loan term in that product. And so we think it's very useful because it also can be used to refinance a Federal Plus loan, which is a very common type of federal loan where the parents are the obligors. And if you refinance those through ReFICT, the parent can have the opportunity to come off of that loan, and the refinance loan can simply be the obligation of the now, you know, adult, young adult working graduate. So that product is actually a piece of what we offer to employers with regard to an employer pay down product. And what we've done for that is we have partnered with our counterpart agency in Rhode Island, so a state-affiliated entity similar to CHESLA that's in Rhode Island. And we partnered with them because through them we can really provide a complete solution for employers. So we have a complete back office set up that includes a portal that employees can access so that they can see the evidence of the loan pay down. They can see their balances. They can also access other informational services. And from the employer perspective, we are taking care of all of the interfacing with various loan servicers that are used for any individual loan, keeping track of how much has been paid down, the impact on the existing balances of those employee loans. So it's really a very nice product that is geared to, it's really a recruitment and retention tool for employers, because right. Evidence shows that, you know, 86% of employees would commit to a company for 5 years if the employer helped them pay back their student loans. And actually 6 out of 10 adults with student loans would consider switching employers if they got help paying off their student loan debt. So we think it's a very important product. And another feature of it is, in terms of resources, is if employees want to talk about refinancing opportunities based on the loans that they're having paid off, then CHESLA is available to have those discussions and to talk about the benefits of the CHESLA refinance product with those individual employees, you know, one-on-one.
Great. Well, thank you so much for touching on these details. And where can people go to learn more information about all the products that you're offering?
So the CHESLA website is CHESLA, CHESLA.org. And that's where information can be received. And a couple of other things I just wanted to touch on. We do have finance loans and also provide scholarships for certificate programs. So it doesn't, you know, our loans are not simply geared to undergraduates or recent grads. Certificate programs often apply to existing employees or people who are changing jobs or maybe reskilling because they've perhaps been laid off. And so we offer loans for certificate programs as well as scholarships. And the only requirement is the certificate would need to come from an accredited nonprofit educational institution in the state. And and then we have a financial literacy portal on the website as well. It's called CT Dollars and Cents, and it has many, many resources, including information about, you know, how to complete a budget and monitor your finances and keep track of the dollars you're spending. So it's very informative, not only for those in school, but for those who are out of school as well.
Definitely. Great. Well, thank you, Jeanette, so much for joining us today. And again, everyone can go to CHESLA.org to get more information. Would I also like to thank Relevate and ConnectiCare for being part of today's show. And before we sign off, we want to make sure everyone is aware that next week, starting on September 21st, is Census Week, with daily events hosted throughout the city of Hartford. For more information about Census Week, also today's show, and the Metro Hartford Alliance, please visit MetroHartford.com. We'd like to give a special thank you to our show sponsor, Oak Hill. And thanks to you for listening to Pulse of the Region, brought to you by the Metro Hartford Alliance. I'm Kate Bauman. Keep things positive and make today a good day.